So how will this regulation directly impact traditional automakers, including foreign companies?
Well, this is the concern, but you have to keep this kind of in perspective. I mean, that back in the days when China was trying to enter the U.S. market, it had to go through all of these things about, you know, emissions controls, safety, compliance, and things like that. So every country has a series of compliance efforts. Needs if you want to go into their country. Now, at a time when the EPA is about to roll back the standards, the environmental standards for cars in the United States, China is going in the opposite direction. If you look out your window today at Beijing, it's much better than it was the last couple of days, but pollution in cities is a big problem, and this is going to continue to be an issue as 1 billion people in China will be living in cities by 2030.
Well, can this new policy help domestic automakers catch up with the top global auto producers?
Well, I mean, China is becoming the top automobile producer and the largest market. I mean, we're talking about slower growth, but overall, the numbers of cars sold in China is larger than the U.S. and has been for a few years now. So although it was only 3% growth last year, I mean, it was at a high of 50%, 57% in its early times. So it's in terms of how these companies are going to do it, once again, it's about policy. Chinese government is concerned about pollution in its cities. They're getting clamoring from the populace to do this. The United States is going a different way. Now these companies, Ford, all the rest of them, are very interested in being in the Chinese market. But that comes with, you have to go along with the Chinese policy, which is about these having more new energy vehicles. Now, remember, this is only a in-between step. The big prize that people are looking at are these autonomous driving cars, which should be something quite different in the future. Remember, if you have an autonomous car, you don't need as much safety equipment. You don't need as, there's not as many moving parts. It's a very, very different kind of new industry.
Well, with these changes in mind, then, how would you expect the regulation to benefit consumers in the long run, including the autonomous vehicles?
Well, it's a lot of it is about pollution and safety control. If you have autonomous cars that are being regulated in different ways, but controlled by the municipality in essence, they can be moved much more quickly. It's a lot easier. You call the car, it arrives. You tell it when you need to be somewhere, and it will arrive at your home or where you need to start from at the appropriate time, and you'll get there. So there's less hassle about parking. There's issues about changing the way that city streets are things, less congestion. There'll be a lot, and a lot of people will not die. Deaths will be saved, and also property damage. So it could have a very profound effect, and this is what China is looking at.